really appreciate it. Learning Sfasemis is not a small thing. Sfasemis is a lot of my Rebbeim, the people that I was very mekusha to, that was their Rebbe, like their Tzaddik and Baruch Hashem. In terms of Torah, that was who they were Bokiyim in, experts in. Like the Tom the Rebbe, he doesn't just know all of the Sfasemis and all the, on the Torah and on Shas. He also knows all his Mikhtavim, every single letter. And he remembers it about pair. Like I was in the car with another Tzaddik, Rav Simai Zilberberg, who's a Talmud of the Am Shinobi. He mentioned Am Shinobi. This Tzaddik's a Talmud of the Am Shinobi. He goes to him for his Shilas. And, you know, because Rav Shlomi just mentioned the Am Shinobi. So the idea of Shlita, so the idea of these kind of people that they learn the Sfasemis, we're learning Taf, Resh, Nun, Vav. They learn the Sfasemis, not just like a nice Torah Chassidus, like some nice drush or something to give over the Shabbos table. Like they learn it. Be'in, Be'kias, they learn it. About Peh, I listened to in the car one time, he was on the phone to his brother, another Ger of Chassid. I mean, originally they were Ger, because, you know, the Sfasemis was very much part of the Ger of Chassidus, obviously. He was one of the original Ger Rebbes. And even though the Rav Simai is not officially Ger, but he still obviously is, that's his Makor, that's where he learns from. And they were going back and forth in dates. They weren't even saying the Torahs. Like, it was all Dibur HaMaskil. What's the Dibur HaMaskil? The dates. It says in this time, that Torah, this thing, that. And they just threw the dates, they knew the whole Torahs.
The whole
Peledic, listening to the conversation, back and forth in the dates. Which is like, you know, whole Torahs. Yeah, I mean, these are people who are, you know, Davik to Torah Mamish. Yeah, like what Rav Shlomo was talking about. It's like a Spalas and Nefesh Mamish. Okay, so you're learning good things.
Okay.
So let's learn B'midrash,
B'pasuk. B'midrash, B'pasuk, Pasal, Pasalecha.
Pasalecha, this week's Pasha, Kisisa.
So he says, Pasalecha v'chule. V'yagid lecha ta'alamot hochma.
I'm going to say to you.
He says to you, I'm going to rise up or raise up.
No, the hidden. Ta'alamot, so we say it in Ana B'koyach. That's why at the end of Ana B'koyach, We scream out, we say, so it's only a day of two lomos. When you scream out, you will know the hidden secrets.
The hidden secrets, okay.
So it's also says, from Helen, maybe.
Talamos Hochma, the hidden wisdom. Harishonim lo haya behem, rak asarat diburot, v'achronim haya behem, midrash v'agada v'chule. So he says over there.
Get it, we're doing the first tablets, yeah?
Right, he says the first tablets only had in them Rak Asarat Diburim. Right, he had the ten sayings.
The ten commandments, because sayings is.
We
have to make chiluk.
But it's not really ten.
The reason why I'm saying, the reason why I'm making chiluk, because the Esa Maimaris is the ten sayings of creation.
Okay.
And the Esa Dibros is more strong language.
Fine.
The commandments. Sorry, I just want to be Medayik because of the way the Torah is.
So he says, V'achronim, and the second tablet, Hayabahem Midrash V'agadah V'chule. They had the Ten Commandments.
Yeah.
And they also had the Midrash, and they had the Agadah.
So in them, so it says Behem, the Yud Behem, Midrash V'agadus. So there's some, for reason, it was hidden. Yeah, it was hidden in all these midrashim and agadas, that suddenly the Ten Commandments became a different surah. He didn't say the word surah, but he didn't marach. He just brings the midrash very bekitzer, like he always does. But the way I'm visualizing is the first is very clear and it is what it is, and then it became a much more hidden. You have to go through many midrashim agadas to understand the second tablets. Yeah.
Dehine berishonim ksiv. Charut al haluchot darshu chazal cheirut.
Yeah.
Cheirut. Like freedom?
Yeah, freedom.
Right, so he says, Dehine berishonim ksiv. So he says, and behold, it said in the first ones, cheirut al.
Yeah, so they engraved haluchot on the luchos. Like engraved, right? It was an engraving.
The language of engraving on the tablets.
Carving out, like all the way through. Like,
and then
deep.
He says, Darshu Chazal, Chazal made a drasha on that statement, Chirut, like freedom.
Very good.
Ichsiv, as it says, בהלוכות מעשה אלוקים.
Hema.
Hema. Hema, meaning the luchot were the ma'aseh elokim. This was the doings or the actions of God.
Yes.
Hayu devukim be'elokuto itvarach shemo kamo shehayu mochanim
mochanim ben Yisrael.
In the same way that Ben Yisrael was prepared, b'sha'ad mitoch matan
Torah
liyot k'malachim k'mo shekatuv amarti elokim otam v'k'mo shehaya adam harishon kodem hachata haya ole v'yored be'olam ha'elyon v'tachton. Right? So he's saying a few things here.
It's beautiful.
Well, he's saying that it was written on these verse, Luchot, Ma'ase Elokim, like the doings of God. Hama Shahayu Devukim Be'elokuto Yitbarach. Like these things that were close to godliness, you should be blessed.
Yeah, Davik is like, Devakim is hard to translate cleaving. Like it's not, Karov would be close, like Devakim would be cleaving, like a deep. To what we're here for, to be davik to Hashem, to and that's the luchas. The first luchas, these were godly luchas, and they were davik. They were in its godliness. There was no, like, when you look to them or anything to do with them, it was just pure godliness. It wasn't any separation between, you know, the godliness that created them.
Okay,
Kamo shayim mechanim, just like Bnei Yisrael at the time.
Matan Torah, at the time of Matan Torah.
They were prepared themselves, liyot. They wanted to be like angels. They became godly, Bnei Yisrael.
In order to be like angels, Kamosha Katuv, Amarti Elohim Atem.
Yeah.
It says, as it says in the Pasuk, that I said Elohim Atem. Like,
yeah. You became like God.
You became like God.
It's amazing to think about that, what high level we reached. And what was this level? He goes on to say, like you already just read.
Oh, Shahaya Adam Rishon.
Oh.
He says, and this level is similar to like the first Adam Rishon. Shekodem Achata.
Before he
sinned. Haya Ole V'yored Be'olam Ha'Leon.
Yeah, Gevaldik.
Right, he would go up and down to the higher worlds and to the lower worlds.
And the Malachim didn't know. They were like, who, you know.
Where is that coming?
Yeah, God That's above, God below. Like it's all.
Or Achaim V'Rishit Yodan Keneged Ha. I mean, that's a midrash or something? That's what happened?
Oh, you've got notes. I don't have these. Orachaim Bereshis, yeah.
Okay, so you bring it down.
Kenegada Krisis Shem. Okay, very nice. You've got, it's good to have that. Let me know if there's anything interesting. You can always look it up.
Oh, there you go. Okay, so Be'olam HaLo never talked about. Okay, V'lechein Nivra HaAdam Liyot Kaluo Me'elyonim V'tachtonim. So he says, therefore he created man in order to be kalul me'elyonim v'tachtonim. Kalul is like what connects to include both of them.
The higher and the lower worlds.
To include both the higher and lower worlds.
Yeah, we have to realize that we're not just down here, even though it feels like sometimes. We have connection to our higher olamas. If you go into Tanya, you start to understand a little bit that we're always connected to Sviras Elyonim, and each Svir Elyonim, set of Svir Elyonim, go through higher and higher worlds. So down here is olamasiyah, the world of action. And then there's the word Yetzir, which is a loose translation, we have to use English, as formation. And then we have the Lona Bria, which is creation. And then we have the Olama Atzilus, which is like, I don't even know how to translate Atzilus. Like it's Etzal, like near. Like it's not a good translation, I don't know. But the point is that as you go up into these higher worlds, this is who we all have a connection. Our Shoresh Neshama goes up into those higher worlds. When we were brought down as a Neshama into this world and were created initially by our parents, our Neshama came from these higher worlds. And Tzaddikim are able to even go make Tehillim in these higher. That's part of it. So when they go through the Garden of Torah, Peshat Remez Rosh Lod, they're entering into these different higher realms.
Right.
And this is something which, you know, there's called Elias Neshama, so you can go up to the higher worlds. Tzaddikim like the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh used to take his Talmidim up into the higher worlds. This is a mitzvah that we live with. We're just unfortunately become a bit physical, so we don't think so much. about other than this world. But we do every day when we daven. Every day we daven, just it's nice to know this, an extra little idea, that when you go through davening, there's four levels you're going up through. You start off in Kabbalah, that's Alamak, Asiya, action. That's fine, and we say the whole Kabbalah, hopefully, if you have time. Then you go to Bazooka de Zimra, that's Olam Yetzirah. Then you go to Birkas Krishma, that's Olam Bria. And then you go to Shemoneh Esrei, that's Olam Atzilus. And your concept is you're entering into higher and higher worlds, going up the Shem Avaya, till you enter the most close place with Shemoneh Esrei. And every day we do this avod of going up, and then we have to bring that energy, the Ashbar, the divinity we connected with, down to this world so we can elevate this world. It's part of what we do this every day.
Okay, beautiful. Leonim etakton. Zeikar b'cheirut. Shelo yitkasher nefesh v'guf v'yochal le'olot b'kol et k'mo Eliyahu ha'navi.
Alav ha'shalom.
Alav shamayim
v'yarek. Yeah, he's a great dogma.
He says, like, this is a great example. So he says, this is like the freedom that we're not connected to the soul.
So the nefesh or guf, like the soul is in the guf.
The soul in the
guf. You can get stuck like fawns, like all pull you down, you know?
And then you'll be able to yachol.
He wasn't connected like that.
And then you could go up at any moment.
Yeah.
Just like Eliyahu Navi.
Good times, Eliyahu Navi. Up, down, in Shemayim.
Up, down, all yeah. around.
Elisha's like, you know, calling out, Abba, you know, where's my right. father go? You know, screaming out, there's chariots flaming up into Shemayim, like his rev is going up. And we know that he comes back down every month. He's Malach HaBris, he's escaped Misa, and he's up and down into the higher worlds, into lower worlds. And people have Gilu Eliyahu till now, hopefully. And I think I had one once. But not because I was a tzaddik, because Hashem had Rachmanis in me. He needed to get me out of university and living in a schmutz land. So he sent me an Eliyahu Navi in the form of a goy to just like get me out of that world. Okay. I have a whole story. We'll get into it one time.
Okay,
well, Fila Chaims.
He says that we make these Bnei Horin Sheyachlu Lekabel Haluchot Shehem Chirus.
Yeah, and then look, it's perfect timing because the Chag HaChirus is Pesach. We're going out of Mitzrayim, and that's the idea that we get these luchas to complete that journey, the 50 days of Svira, complete it with the luchas, which just gives us Chirus, freedom, true freedom, Ruchnius freedom. We're not stuck in the guf. We're not stuck in this in the lower worlds. We have a neshama that goes up and down, like Adam Rishon, Kodem Achay. Remember, this is all the first luchas. Yeah. We haven't got to the second lesson yet.
Becherut hu kemo de.
Yeah, this was a little bit hard. I had to ask a rabbi, and you know, even him didn't. He didn't know this.
De roar.
Yeah.
Shedarshu chazal.
Yeah.
What's de roar?
De roar is freedom. We talk about it.
Says, kemo de
when we have yovel, we have the idea of dror ba'aretz. There'll be freedom in the land. We sing Dorit okay. cry every Shabbos.
Shenikra sap. Sapur,
yeah.
Dror.
So this is the Freebird, and it's not a heavy metal band. Freebird. There is a band like that, isn't there? I just made it up.
There's a famous song called right?
Freebird. Oh, that's the word. I forgot. Sorry. Baruch Hashem, my memory is not so good in that world anymore.
Shenichat Sipur Dror, right? It's called the Freebird. Sheyesh lo Cherut Kemeh Dayar Bi.
Yeah, this I don't know. Honestly, we have to look it up. So Gemara and Shabbos. Zahura is like merchandise. But the main nakuda of this Gemara that brings in Shabbos is to quote this concept of this free bird. It's this bird that flies around and it doesn't allow itself to get captured. So when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos,
right.
the halachas of sod, of trapping an animal in a house, you lock a door and leave the animal inside. Most animals, it's a rice or a bonin, but this bird is so nimble that you don't even get a din of sod. You didn't do the malach of sod. It's a free bird. It's impossible to, even in the house, it won't be able to be caught. It'll fly around and you'll be able to get it.
Hanashama nikra'at sapur dror.
Yeah.
And so too, the neshama is going to be called free bird.
Yeah, it's not going to be like pulled down by anything. Like no matter how much you're busy, but if you're connected to the first Lucas, nothing can pull you down in this world because you've connected to Nitzchias and you're Kodeh Machay and you're in a different level of Neshama and Ruchnias. You don't have the physicality, the Chamorius that's so strong like it is nowadays. We're talking about an ideal time. We'll get back there when Mashiach comes. Good that's times ahead.
Good times ahead.
Yeah, have to keep looking this forward to it. Until then,
it's Mamsha War. Sha'al Aluchot Ole V'yored. Yeah. Right? He says, and therefore, we have the pasuk that Sha'al Aluchot, that on these...
Went up.
On these tablets, Ole V'yored.
Went up.
V'chein Darshu Chazal. Sha'achar Hachata.
Here we go. This week's parsha. Getting a bit painful now.
Min haluchot.
Yeah.
So he says, and therefore says Hazal that after the sin
of the eagle, he doesn't say it, but that's what it means. Yeah.
Parchu otiot min haluchot. There was a certain parchu is like what smudged.
Flied away. Yeah. The osis flew out of the luchos.
These letters from the luchos. Perush kshe alu v'chazru el haluchot ubeavor hachata. Lo hayu yecholin lehit dabek od bechaluchot shelamata.
Oh, so it's a good reason why they flew away.
These, it says,
k'she'alu v'chalru, when it went and returned.
The, when they went up and returned el aluchot u'ba'avor hachata.
This is why, but this...
On the sin, lo hayu yecholin lehit dabek. They couldn't draw closer anymore.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's the other way around how we'd think about it. We think that we're being pulled down by this Yetzirah, but really it's this high elacoustical letters of the Osius. They were so high in Kod and Davik to Hashem that they couldn't be with the Lucas anymore because they got pulled down because of the sin. So they flew away.
Mm. Okay.
It's the opposite way around how we'd think about it. It's like... Meaning the neshama is such a big light and wants to come to our goof, but the problem is if we're doing sin, it's like
right.
So it sort of flies off.
It
doesn't get to enter us completely like it should.
Ki hakata v'haluchot hayu kemo hanefesh v'haguf, right?
Yeah.
And he says because the writing and the luchot and the tablets, they are like the nefesh and the body.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to do, that example. The nefesh is going to get scared off by this icky body that's doing stuff that's nothing to do with it. It's like, what are you doing worshipping this other, this is the eagle? It's ridiculous, yeah?
Right.
So Vodah Zorah, what are you doing? It's Issa, Daraisa, Hashem's giving you the Torah and you're doing the opposite.
So he says, V'lachain achar shenit kablu b'nei Yisrael b'tshuva.
So what happened after there was Yud Zayin B'Tammuz. This week's parsha is mentioning the Shvi'as Aluchos. Yeah,
right.
That happened in this week's parsha. Then it talks about the whole tefillahs of Moshe Rabbeinu during the days of anger, all the way up to Rosh Chodesh El. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then it sort of jumps, but doesn't really explain it fully. It's more explained clearer in Parshas Akev, but it goes through the Yemei Elo until Yom Kippur. That's another 40 days. And those 40 days are days of Eitz Rotzon and Rachamim. And when we turn around and we do tshuva, and then what happens Yom Kippur? This is now 80 days since we did the original Chay and the Lucas was smashed, then Hashem now gives us a second Lucas. This is what we're getting to now. But it's after our tshuva. We have to do tshuva.
Yeah.
So he gave us these other Lucas, but in a different way.
Yeah.
Midrashot.
Ve'agadot.
Yeah.
Right?
It's now clothed in a different way.
The Torah to be clothed in this Midrashot.
Yeah. And Midrashot is like drushes, like it's all like a deep,
Right, deep
Swaras and Agudas and stories. Right. You can read some of these stories in Chazal. You're like, what is going on? So you open up like a Likutei Moharan, like Kisvei Ari, like deep Svarim, they'll start to explain it. But unless you have, or Bnei Yod, or like Bnei Yishchai, if you don't have those Svarim, you're not going to really know what's going on.
What's going on with Joshua's?
Yeah, it's hard. A goodness as well. A goodness Gemara, very difficult.
And we call this the hidden wisdom.
Yeah.
Right? Umekodem haya hakol vehit galut or kitov. Right, it says, and earlier we called all of them,
or Kita,
the revelation of the light because it was good.
Yeah, but there was no like Kester, there was no Helam. Now it's unfortunately is a bit more covered up.
And Ksiv, Mekodem Yud Gimel Midot, and thus it's written before the Yud Gimel Midot. V'hu Kamo Yud Gimel Midot Shatora Nidrashet Behem.
Yeah.
Right, it says, and this is like the 13 midos, the Torah is taught or
darshan
via, yeah. Right?
Expounded is the word.
Expounded upon.
Yeah.
V'katuv b'svarim, ki hayud gimel midot, hem shoresh, hayud gimel midot, sh'atorah nidrashet behem. So he's saying that the yud gimel midot,
Rachmim, then this week's Parsha. Shem Hashem, Kel Rachmim, Rechana, Nerech, Apam, Rav Chesedim, it's Nezach,
Ezul, Fim, Nezach. Those midot are actually the shoresh of the Yud Gimel midot that the Torah is expounded with.
Yeah. And look how we enter in, and before we finish off Kabbonis, we end off with it. We say this every day, Rabbi Shmuel Omer. We say it every day.
Waken that Nekudah. It's all one matter.
Yeah.
Ki mekodem lo hayatzrichim le'ele hamidot. He had Torah, Aruka, Me'eretz Midah.
Yeah.
So he says that beforehand we were not needed le'ach le'ela hamidot, like to go up with the midot.
Yeah.
He had Torah, Aruka, Me'eretz Midah.
So
the Torah is long from the land of
attributes,
qualities.
Yeah. So we have to sort of now go through this whole to open up really what the Torah is saying. It wasn't Beferish anymore. Whereas originally the Lucas we've shown us, it was all Kitov, it was light, and it was good, and it was able to be revealed. Now it became through Droshes and through a goddess and through Midrashim and breaking a head open to Masig. And it's, you know, how painful when I first came to Gemara, when I about tshuva with all the shtus in my head. And I had to sit there in a base midrash day after day. And people in my family were like, what are you doing in Israel? What's kind of, nobody understood what was going on. Learning the Talmud, what's that? And I was sitting there breaking my head day after day, trying to understand a few Aramaic words and Rashi. Didn't even know how to read Rashi. I had to figure out how to learn read Rashi. And I had to write on every single word and every single masechta that I had the merit to learn. And had all different chavrusas and people helping me. So eventually, with all the different rebbeim and Torah and tefillahs and Hashem Rachmanis and listening to hundreds and hundreds, of eventually start to suddenly get a little bit. it starts to make a bit of sense, but it's painful, the process, because it's not light, it's not revealed, it's not open, it's not instant. Right. It's a lot of work and a lot of years of dedication, and you know, and especially when you're an older age, so you have a lot of pressure on you, like get married, you got bills, you got this, you got that. But you still got to figure out how to do this and understand it. And you've seen, like, slowly Hashem starts to give it to you, you know. Then it starts to, after all the amelis, you start to get a little bit of light inside the darkness in the tunnel, and you start to see it open up. But you made the bris, and suddenly things start making more sense, you know, because you've revealed another level of yourself. Like, it's slowly, Hashem builds us. Right. You know? It's a very special, like, spiritual journey we all go on in our own way, through our own chelik of Torah. And you have to thank Hashem, you know, if you're able to find the way of the time to dedicate, like you're doing now, it's a big bracha. But it's the only way to get into the learning, because it's not going to be instant.
Right.
Not like when Lucas Rishonis. It's Lucas Achronis. It takes humus and medicine. It's Joshua Abraham and a lot of effort. He's not saying the whole effort and a good point here. He's just saying that it's more hidden.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
It says, V'hayu devukim v'asara dibrot. And we were connected to these 10 dibrot.
V'harkach,
ha'tzurichu l'hit l'avesh, b'yud gimel midot shehem keilim, ha'ech l'achoz b'torah, gam be'olam hazeh. Right? And then afterwards, we needed to address these 13 midot, Shehem Kelim, that these were the vessels of how do we grab onto the Torah.
Also in this world,
not just in this spiritual world.
Yeah, Hashem wants us to know how to serve Him in this world.
Yashar, right? It says that Hashem made man straight.
Yeah.
What
do we do? We overcomplicate.
What are we requesting these multiple, many cheshbonos?
It's not such a good thing to be busy cheshbonos, Rabbi. Right? It's too much. It's actually, I think it's a clutter on a certain level. We overthink.
Right. So it says, V'lechein ata nikrat haTorah shevi.
Oh, and therefore remember we learned this the other day.
Shevi is like captive.
Yeah, so we got it now. That was one of the kavanas of Birkas HaTorah. I think it was the third part of the Birkas HaTorah. Yeah, but Anasa Nanu Torah Semes, you know, that whole part.
So he says, therefore we call the Torah captive.
We have to bring it back.
Imo Anochi B'tzara. Says the remez is I am with you in your suffering.
Psalm Sadik Aleph.
Right? Ki kivyacho Torah.
He says that underneath?
Yeah, it's Sadik Aleph.
Yeah.
You got it.
Just so I don't have the notes here.
Kivyacho Torah, the musar, the mitzvot, gashmiut, shebnei Yisrael mekayamim, the galut.
Yeah.
Right? He says that the manner of speaking the Torah is this, the
handing over.
Musar, the mitzvot, gashmiut.
Yeah.
He's handing over the mitzvot, the physical mitzvot, Shebnei Yisrael mekayamim begalut. The Bnei Yisrael is fulfilling in exile.
See, it all goes together with the Lucas Shenis. There's a sort of like Golas de Katorah. Not that it is, but it feels that way. Like we have to do more. It's Anochi Hashem Basara, like Hashem. So Imo Anochi Basara, that Hashem's with us in the difficulty, in the struggle, in the hiddenness that we have to break through the choshech seemingly to get to the light. It's not instant, and that's the same with the goddess. We have to go to get to the gula, to bring the aleph to into the word goddess to make it gula. It's an effort, it's a voda.
It's a big work. So it says v'kfi hacherut.
So him, he doesn't say anything about the effort. Maybe by him, it's not such an effort. He's
v'kfi hacherut shenimtza bin nefashot ben Israel. According to the freedom that's found in the souls of Ben Israel. Kach mitkayem chirut al haluchot. Therefore, we're going to establish this freedom on the tablets. V'lechen b'Shabbat Kodesh shenikrat yom menucha chirut yesh itgalut b'Torah v'zeh kriyat haTorah b'Shabbat.
Now you see how important.
We see on Shabbos that we have this element. How do we see it? We have kriyas Torah. We are literally reading it, and chanting it, and sharing it. And that's an element of...
Because it's the time of Cheras. The Torah is not draining us a cup. We don't have to worry about money and the world. All we are is in the world of Shabbos. We get a menucha. That menucha is like a little aspect of Cheras of when we got the original Lucas. And then like Moshe himself comes and returns back the crowns that we lost because of the Chay.
Right.
And we get ability to tap back in. And when is that most revealed? During Kriyas HaTorah.
Beautiful.
And we have the opportunity every Shabbos to tune back into this light.
Okay,
at least one day a week we tune in, Baruch Hashem. And that's the kind of chayrus we want to tune into, and we can access this light. By the way, you should try, I'll just tell you halacha l'maaseh as you brought in Shulchan Aruch. Every Shabbos, most of the Shabbos, try, write down or bring together or give over something, a chiddush. Kind of come up with one chiddush every Shabbos, something new that you learn over Shabbos, some new misag. It's a new insight.
Like after Shabbos.
Yeah, to write it down, we'll give it over in the shir, like, or formulate it, make write a Sefer Chedushim. A lot of people have a Sefer Chedushim. One of my sons is writing a book. He writes down
every Shabbos.
Yeah, I don't know if he gets it all from Shabbos. I haven't spoken to him about it, and specifically B'dafka Shabbos, but he's writing, he's trying. I used to also write a lot of these things. Now I'm so busy with it, I'm just trying to... Every Shabbos I try to come out with some one nakuda. This Shabbos was a bit harder, I don't know. Had a harder time, I don't know. But generally it's pretty, you come out with like something to get excited about. Someone said something, or Shlomo, or you, or somebody, one of the people from the Lachon. Someone got up and spoke, like the Bris, you spoke beautifully, and you come out of there. Oh, Chiddush. So Shabbos is, because it's such a skalas, you should come out with a new concept. It's like, it's more open, and you're more into that realm of Torah and freedom.
Zat Hashem, shkoyach.
Oh, Hashem. It's good learning, Sfas Emes. So we got one more shtick we'll do on Thursday, but you know, smaller. But it'll be powerful. That's Hashem. Hashem is helping.